Bloomberg Surveillance with Ken Pruitt and Tom Keene. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
We welcome Mike Jackson, the CEO of AutoNation, to discuss the results. Mike Jackson, this reflects what we've been seeing, more evidence that the auto market in this country is recovering nicely. How would you characterize it?
Yeah, I think it's an absolute bright spot in the U.S. economy, and certainly helped us achieve a record earnings per share of 73 cents, an all-time record, 11% increase over the prior year. And I think the industry, as we forecasted at the beginning of the year, which raised a few eyebrows when we said the industry was going to do mid 15 million units, I'm very optimistic and confident that that indeed will happen. There's a genuine replacement need. We have exciting new products from the manufacturer, which are dramatically improved in fuel efficiency. Yes, some with hybrids and electrics, that's 3-4% of the business, but our mainstream business through new technologies and direct injection and turbocharging, multi-speed transmissions, right, all integrated, have dramatically improved fuel efficiency. So gas prices are actually supporting vehicle sales. And we have the best financing available ever. And we are on the short end of the yield curve. So we've seen no change in interest rates for autos.
Mike, you guys need to take one ginormous victory lap. The stock has been great. You have had some real skepticism about your model. You've shown the critics they were wrong. What is the best practice of AutoNation that other entrepreneurs can learn? What's the thing you guys did that we need to know?
Well, I think we have a tremendous respect for the entrepreneurial element of auto retail. Retail is an immediate one-by-one business that the needs of your customer on that phone or walking into your showroom or on the internet have to be met or exceeded instantaneously, and you can never forget that you're a humble retailer. So we have that entrepreneurial aspect, but we use our scale to build processes and technologies over time that embrace today's consumer. And today's consumer is very digital savvy. They love all the choices they have,
right,
but they have no patience and they want an expedited transaction. And we've cut transaction times in half over the last 5 years and intend to dramatically reduce them in the future. So AutoNation, with its size and scale, can take a five-year view and invest in technologies and processes.
Mike, I want to ask you about financing. You mentioned it earlier. There is a perception that at some point short-term rates will go up eventually. Is the buying that we're seeing now of autos, this frenzy, is it being moved forward artificially? What happens when rates do actually rise?
So I do not characterize it as a frenzy at all. The foundational driver of auto sales is genuine replacement needs. The way to think about it is like this. We had a depression in autos in 08, 09, not a recession. And sales virtually came to a standstill because there was no financing available. And it pushed out the average age of vehicles on the road in America to over 11 years, an unprecedented. So the American consumer needs to do something. These vehicles are worn out. 50% of the vehicles are over 11 years old that are on the roads in America. And if you do the calculation, the pent-up replacement need goes on for years. So we're in the early innings of a multi-year recovery. That's the foundation. And then you add to that exciting new products and attractive financing. Now, on the financing, of course, rates will eventually move. But the way I look at it, 100 basis points for our customers is about $15 a month. So
we've got to leave it.
I think it's entirely manageable.
We've got to leave it there, Mike. Thanks for joining us today on Bloomberg Surveillance. Mike Jackson, the CEO of AutoNation.
Bloomberg Surveillance, weekday mornings at 7 Eastern. In New York on Bloomberg 1130. In Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2. Or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.